new on DVD this week is the 2016 sci-fi adventure film Passengers. Film critic Walter Betts takes a closer look at the movie that stars Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Pratt.
Morton Tilden's new film Passengers deploys a series of references to science fiction that we think will end up wallowing in dystopia. The film begins with mechanic Jim Preston, Chris Pratt, mysteriously awoken from suspended animation only 30 years into his 120-year-long trip to emigrate to a distant colony planet, Homestead 2. As Jim searches for the reason, he befriends the ship's bartender, Arthur, played by Michael Sheen. In a setup meant to mirror 1980s The Shining, Jim confides his darkest secret. Out of desperation, he has awoken Aurora Lane, Jennifer Lawrence, with whom he has fallen in love while she sleeps passively in her cryogenic pod. In Kubrick's horror film, also about patriarchy and isolation, Lloyd, the bartender personification of the hotel, a sounding board for Jack Torrance's sexism, magnifies his discontent into murderous rage. At precisely the moment we expect the mechanical Arthur to be revealed as similarly malevolent, all is explained as male, well, human weakness. Arthur follows Jim's instructions to the letter not to tell his secret to Aurora. However, when Aurora tells Arthur that she and Jim have no secrets from each other, Jim is forced to agree. Only at this point does Arthur reveal the secret. Rather than an evil hotel, what reveals Jim's lie is his own web of deceit. Similarly, the corrupt corporation that we expect to be behind the malfunctioning of the ship and Passengers never materializes. The setup mimics Ridley Scott's horror film Alien. Miners returning to Earth laden with treasure are awoken by a distress call from a mysterious planet. We later learn that the android accompanying the humans was acting in the interests of the mining corporation, who see in the alien technology they might use for military purposes. Cynics conditioned by such dystopian science fiction, we assume that the high-key lighting that dominates Passengers is the work of some ironic authorial force. But the malfunctioning of Jim's pod is just that, an accident caused by a collision with an asteroid. This event serves a melodramatic purpose exclusively. The estranged Aurora and Jim must work together to fix the ship. Another film that lurks behind Passengers is 2008's WALL-E, Andrew Stanton's masterpiece about a robot who learns to love by watching Hollywood movies. Both films are set on long-distance ships carrying humans, but turn out to be about two lovers finding their humanity in each other. WALL-E teaches what he has learned about love to Eve, a female robot programmed to find renewed signs of life on Earth. In the most poetic of the film's sequences, WALL-E takes Eve on a date outside the ship. As they jet around in outer space, they revel in the freedom of their newfound love. Passengers also features such an EVA sequence outside of the ship hurtling through space. After attempting suicide in the airlock, but abandoning his plan because of a lack of resolve, Jim wakes up Aurora. On their first date, Jim takes her outside of the ship, tethered with a safety rope. Later in the film, Jim sacrifices himself to fix the ship from outside before it blows up. When his tether breaks, Aurora risks her own life to retrieve him. Passengers filled not with science fiction cliches, but the ethical dilemmas of existential art cinema. Is Jim a morally corrupt character for having awoken and tricked Aurora into loving him? Does Sisyphus deserve fellow human contact as he suffers eternally? If Jim is indeed ethically lacking somehow, then all love back on Earth is equally corrupted. We present ourselves to our prospective mates not as we are, but as we hope we might be. Is Aurora wrong to forgive Jim for the seemingly unpardonable sin of having woken her up 90 years early, thus condemning her to die out in the cold of space without any companionship other than his? If Aurora is in error, then all human forgiveness is inexpiable, since any commitment to others is an act of selfless sacrifice. We never see the ship arrive at its destination. Instead, we see the tree that Jim planted for Aurora early in the film, having grown into an ancient oak in the middle of the ship, surrounded by fecund vegetation. Aurora and Jim live out their life together, tending for a lifetime their sleeping colleagues, with whom they will never share experiences on the new world. Passengers suggest that the life of sacrifice lived with love between Jim and Aurora is just as meaningful as the one they would have lived either on the colony planet or back on Earth. In the existential cold of space, Jim and Aurora find the only thing that properly sustains humanity, love. Passengers is a beautiful genre film of misdirection, teasing us with science fiction intertexts, only to reveal to us the cinema's primary function, to show how two people, flawed as we all are, can come to love each other as if themselves. It is a beautiful, important movie, far more so than you've been led to believe.
Passengers is available at a movie store near you. Walter Metz is a professor of film studies in the College of Mass Communication and Media Arts at Southern Illinois University, Carbondale. You can hear more SIU reviews on our webpage, wsiunews.org.